Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is committed to bolstering cooperation in Indo-Pacific and Mediterranean regions, embarks on a visit to Italy to attend G7 summit. Centre directs states and union territories to ensure that children with special needs get nutritional support under PM Poshan. Government says it is keeping a close watch on market price of wheat, assures sufficient stocks are available. 6 people killed in firecracker factory explosion in Hingana, Taluka of Nagpur in Maharashtra. Meteorological Department issues orange and red alert for heat wave in northwest, north and east India. In tennis, Yuki Bhambri and Albano Olivetti advanced to men's doubles semi-finals of Stuttgart Open in Germany. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed for Apulia, Italy this evening to attend the G7 summit. Earlier in his departure statement, the Prime Minister said the government is committed to consolidate the India-Italy strategic partnership and bolster cooperation in the Indo-Pacific and the Mediterranean regions. Mr. Modi said he is glad that his first visit in the third consecutive term is to Italy for the G7 summit. He said Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's two visits to India last year were instrumental in infusing momentum and depth in the bilateral agenda. More from our correspondent.
The G7 summit got underway today. Prime Minister will participate in the outreach session tomorrow along with the other countries invited for the outreach summit. At this session, the focus would be on artificial intelligence, energy, Africa and the Mediterranean. It will be a block agenda item where the G7 and the outreach countries would share their views and perspectives. India's regular participation at the G7 summit points to increasing recognition and contribution of the efforts that India has been consistently making in trying to resolve global challenges, including those of peace, security, development and environment preservation. The G7 summit under Italian presidency has chosen some key priorities for the current year. These are conflict in Russia-Ukraine, Middle East, relationship with developing nations and emerging economies with focus on Africa and the Indo-Pacific region. On the sidelines of the G7 summit, Prime Minister is also expected to hold bilateral meetings and discussions with the leaders of the G7, as also the outreach countries and the international organizations. Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Ministry of Education has issued an advisory to all states and union territories to ensure right to free and compulsory education entitlements and nutritional support under PM Poshan to children with special needs. The Ministry in a statement today said the advisory emphasizes the need for necessary measures to ensure that all children with special needs studying in government or government-aided inclusive, home-based or special schools are provided with right to free and compulsory education entitlements. These include free uniforms, free textbooks, interventions under the inclusive education component of Samagra Shiksha scheme, and midday meal under PM Poshan. The government today announced a series of proactive measures to ensure menstrual health and hygiene of female students in schools across the states and union territories during the board examinations. The Ministry of Education in a statement said, recognizing the challenges faced by the girls due to limited access to sanitary products and menstrual hygiene facilities during examinations, the Department of School Education and Literacy has issued an advisory for all schools across the states and union territories. The advisory prioritizes menstrual hygiene management in schools to support female students during 10th and 12th board examinations. The government today said it is keeping a close watch on the market price of wheat. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution in a statement said suitable measures will be undertaken to prevent hoarding by unscrupulous elements and maintain stability in the market price of wheat. The Ministry said Department of Food and Public Distribution has reported production of 112 million metric tons of wheat during the Rabi marketing season 2024. It said the Food Corporation of India has procured approximately 266 lakh metric tons of wheat till the 11th of this month during the same period. The ministry added that after meeting the requirement for public distribution system and other welfare schemes, which is approximately 184 lakh metric tons, sufficient stock of wheat will be available to undertake market interventions as and when required. Buffer stocking norms vary for each quarter of the year. The Congress Party has demanded a fair investigation under the supervision of the Supreme Court into the NEET examination issue. In a social media post, Mr. Kharge alleged rigging, paper leaks and corruption in the NEET examination. He said after investigation, the culprits should be given the harshest punishment and lakhs of students should be given compensation to save their year from being wasted. He said the future of 24 lakh students who appeared in the NEET examination is at stake due to the actions of the government. He said the government cannot escape its responsibility by placing the responsibility of its actions on the shoulders of the National Testing Agency. Refuting the allegations of Mr. Kharge, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said no concrete evidence of any kind of rigging, corruption or paper leak has been found so far in the NEET exam.
Honorable Supreme Court ne spashta kiya hai, 23 June ko 1563 student ko dubara नीट एग्जामिनेशन का ऑप्शन उनके सामने दिया जाएगा, उसको मैं स्वागत करता हूं। पेपर लीक की हमारे पास कोई जानकारी नहीं है। बच्चों को और पारदर्शिता लाया जाए, उसकी जो कुछ सुधार की विषय आएगा वो भी कर लेंगे।
Mr. Pradhan said the central government has passed the Public Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Act this year, which has many strict provisions to prevent paper leak and to conduct a cheating-free exam. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In Maharashtra, 6 people died and 4 people were seriously injured in a massive explosion in a firecracker factory this afternoon at Dhamana in Hingana Taluka near Nagpur city. The injured were immediately admitted to a private hospital in Nagpur for treatment. We have more from our correspondent.
A fire broke out in the packaging department of the factory at around 1 p.m. At that time, 10 people were said to be working there. 6 workers died on the spot, whereas 4 people were seriously injured. On getting the information about the incident, Hingna police immediately reached the spot along with the rescue team. Namrata Phalke, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
Union Minister Nitin Gadkari has expressed his condolence through social media and appealed to his party workers to cancel the welcome festival organized for him in Nagpur. The External Affairs Ministry has said India's mission in Kuwait is ascertaining the full details from the concerned Kuwaiti authorities on the tragic fire incident. Our West Asia correspondent reports that Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh has reached Mangav to oversee the relief measures.
Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh reached Kuwait to oversee the assistance to those injured in the massive fire at an apartment housing foreign workers and for the early repatriation of the bodies. At least 49 workers were killed and 50 others were injured in the fire at the multi-story building housing 195 migrant workers in the southern city of Mangav in Kuwait. A total of 45 Indian nationals are identified as deceased and among them 23 are identified from the state of Kerala. And an IAF aircraft is on standby to bring back the mortal remains of the Indians killed in the incident. Kuwaiti's Minister of Foreign Affairs Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya met with Kirti Vardhan Singh and extended heartfelt condolences on behalf of the Kuwaiti government to families of the victims. Al-Yahya assured that the Kuwaiti authorities are committed to investigating the circumstances surrounding the horrific incident and that justice will be served transparently. MOS praised Kuwait's rapid response efforts and expressed India's appreciation. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a review meeting on the fire tragedy in Kuwait at his residence in New Delhi. He announced ex gratia relief of 2 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased Indian nationals from the Prime Minister's relief fund. Kuwait's public prosecutor has started an investigation into the fire incident. Back home in Kerala, State Health Minister Veena George said all arrangements have been made for transporting the bodies of Keralites who died in the Kuwait fire tragedy. She said necessary formalities have been completed and the bodies are being packed for transporting them back to the state. She was speaking to media persons at the Kochi International Airport a short while ago. The minister also indicated that the bodies are likely to be brought to Kochi from where it will be taken to different places. NRI businessman and chairman of the UAE-based Lulu Group, M.A. Yusuf Ali, has announced a donation of 5 lakh rupees each for the families of those who lost their lives in the Kuwait fire. The Uttar Pradesh government has clarified that it is not going to outsource the vacancies in the police force. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav had criticized the government for the move and alleged that it is a tool to get money from the outsourcing companies. Now, UP Police has issued a clarification after the official letter of recruitment through outsourcing in the state police went viral. UP Police has clarified that the letter was issued by mistake and now it has been cancelled. In a social media post on behalf of the department, it was said that the system of outsourcing of Class 4 employees is already prevalent in the police department. It said the letter was actually issued for Class 4 employees, but by mistake, it got issued for ministerial staff. NCRB has launched a mobile app, NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws, to serve as a comprehensive guide providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place. The new criminal laws will come into force on the 1st of next month. This app is a compilation of new criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. The app is designed to work in offline mode also. It is available on both Google Play Store and Apple App Store. In Italy, G7 member countries have agreed to lend Ukraine $50 billion using money generated from frozen Russian assets. Ukraine is to use the loan package to strengthen its military defense against Russia, pay for the reconstruction of infrastructure and funding for Ukraine's state budget. The U.S. government said around $280 billion of Russian central bank money has been immobilized in Western countries due to sanctions imposed. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a call from Israel Foreign Minister Israel Katz this evening. Both ministers reaffirmed the commitment to take the India-Israel cooperation forward. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he also discussed the regional situation with his Israeli counterpart. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert and red warning over northwest, north and east India tomorrow due to the ongoing heatwave conditions. The IMD said heatwave to severe heatwave conditions will prevail over parts of Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh and Odisha for the next 2 days. Talking to Akashvani, IMD scientist Dr. R. K. Jenamani said the average temperature is expected to rise by 5 to 6 degrees Celsius over these regions in the upcoming days.
Update from IMD for today on 13th of the June. Heatwave to severe heatwave continuing to prevail in most part of Uttar Pradesh and also Delhi. Heatwave condition prevailed over Jharkhand and then Bihar, North Odisha and extreme North Rajasthan, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh.
The IMD has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India and West Bengal during the next 7 days. At sports in tennis, India's Yuki Bhamre and his partner Albano Olivetti of France have advanced to the men's double semi-finals of the Stuttgart Open in Germany. Bhamre and Olivetti defeated Thio Aribas and Sadio Dombia of France in straight sets 6-3, 6-2. The duo will take on the duo of Julian Cash of the UK and Robert Galloway of the US on Saturday. In badminton, Indian shuttlers H.S. Pranoy and Samir Verma have progressed to the men's singles quarterfinals of the Australian Open in Sydney today. Fifth seed Pranoy got the better of Misha Zilberman of Israel in the round of 16, while Verma upset eighth seed Loh Keen Yu of Singapore. In women's singles, Akarshi Kashyap also advanced to the quarterfinals today. She defeated home favourite Kai Tri Teo. In mixed doubles also, Indian Teo of B. Sumit Reddy and N. Sikki Reddy entered the quarterfinals. In men's T20 World Cup cricket, the group stage match is underway between Bangladesh and the Netherlands at Kingstown. Put into bat first of Bangladesh was 76 for 3 in 10 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is committed to bolstering cooperation in Indo-Pacific and Mediterranean regions, embarks on a visit to Italy to attend G7 summit. Centre directs states and union territories to ensure that children with special needs get nutritional support under PM Poshan. Government says it is keeping a close watch on market price of wheat, assures sufficient stocks are available. Six people killed in firecracker factory explosion in Hinganar Taluka of Nagpur in Maharashtra. Met Department issues orange and red alert for heat wave in northwest, north and east India. In tennis, Yuki Bhambi and Albano Olivetti advanced to men's doubles semi-finals of Stuttgart Open in Germany. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.